Hi, this is Harry Reeder. It's Monday. This is another slice of Fresh Bread. We're going to take a look at a section in the Gospel of John. We're starting a section that records a number of miracles of Jesus. We're going to see the purpose of those miracles. We're going to read about one, a very profound one. It's one that'll be repeated once with 4,000 and once with 5,000. And this is the feeding of the 5,000. We're in John chapter 6, and hear the word of God. After this, Jesus went away to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias, and a large crowd was following him because they saw the signs that he was doing on the sick. Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. Now the Passover, the feast of the Jews, was at hand. Lifting up his eyes then, and seeing that a large crowd was coming toward him, Jesus said to Philip, "Where are we to buy bread so that these people may eat?" He said this to test him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 denarii would not buy enough bread for each of them to get a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what are they for so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people sit down." Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down, about 5,000 in number. Jesus then took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated, so also the fish, as much as they wanted. And when they had eaten their fill, he told his disciples, "Gather up the leftover fragments, that nothing may be lost." So they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves left by those who had eaten. When the people saw the sign that had been done, they said, "This is indeed the prophet who is to come into the world." Now, by the way, the 5,000 is probably just counting the men. That would have been the Hebrew method of counting. And in fact, in the Near East at that time, they would have just counted the men. And I'm sure there were women and children that were there as well. In fact, there's a boy that's got 5 loaves and 2 fishes, and he brings them to Jesus and gives them to him. Jesus had looked out, and you see his compassion, because here are these people that have come, and there was no convenience store nearby. So what were they going to do? He uses this as a teaching moment in the lives of the disciples, and he's teaching them a number of things, and he's teaching us a number of things. He tells you, number one, the purpose of miracles. Miracles are signs that point to Jesus. The Bible puts it together this way: signs, wonders, and miracles. A miracle creates wonder in order to signify, specifically to signify who Jesus is and what he has come to do. That's why it says, when he had done this, their response was, "This is the prophet. This is the Messiah that has come into the world to save us from our sins." And so they are fully aware of who Jesus is because the sign that pointed to him, which was a miracle that created wonder. Then miracles have a secondary purpose, and that is to alleviate the needs of others. They're feeding the 5,000, or likely what was probably closer to 7,000 or 8,000. Secondly, Jesus teaches us that good stewardship. Two ways. Number one, when everyone has been fed miraculously by these 5 loaves and 2 fishes, there's actually something left over. When Jesus does something, abundance usually accompanies it. But that doesn't cause us to be wasteful. That causes us to be good stewards. He says, "Gather it up. We don't want anything lost." Learn to take advantage of what God does and use it, and then keep using it. When God does something, he sets something in motion that keeps working. So when God moves powerfully in the lives of men and women and boys and girls and churches and families, what do? We gather up God's blessing. We give him praise, for our God has come with miraculous work, particularly the miraculous work of salvation. But it has overflowing benefits. Well, gather it up and be a good steward to invest them in what the Lord's going to do in the future. And then finally, notice this. There's a young boy. Do you think he went away and said, "Oh my goodness, I had to give up my 5 loaves and my 2 fishes. Can you believe that I had to give that?" No, when we give our tithe and our offerings, our talents, our time, all of those things, when we give them and we see what the Lord does with them, we do what likely this young man did. In fact, I'm sure he did it. He walked away. "Mom, can you believe what Jesus did with the 5 loaves and 2 fishes that I brought? Everyone was blessed. He blessed it. He blessed me. And I had the privilege to be an instrument in his hands to bless many." That's another slice of Fresh Bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.